Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live July 1st. Yep, today is July 1st, 2024. We have entered the month of July. Welcome, welcome to everybody coming in from the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you. I see people from Tennessee, New Mexico, Texas. God bless Texas, North Carolina, Ohio. Hello to those in Ohio watching us. Southern California, we'll pray for you because it's just like the temperature in New York right now. Okay, Rhode Island. We love Watch Hill, Rhode Island. Rhode Island's actually a beautiful place. Their politics aren't the best, but it's a beautiful place. So we actually happen to love Watch Hill, Rhode Island. Hello to those in Oklahoma as well, in Tennessee, and those jumping on. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. You're actually going to get me twice today, and I'll explain in a moment. So I'm going to open up in prayer. And then I'm going to quickly explain why you're going to get me twice today. And then Clay Clark is here to react live to the current events that are happening. So buckle up, buttercups, because he's like being on a roller coaster with no seatbelt sometimes. And so basically it can be a lot of fun and it can get real funny real fast. So let's open in prayer. And we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we come before you. We praise you for this day, Lord. We praise you that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that you are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we just humble ourselves before you, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Father, we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. We acknowledge your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, came to the earth, was the word, became flesh, dwelt among us, and willingly died at Calvary. Purchased us by the shedding of his own blood, redeemed us, reconciled us back to you, Lord, victoriously rose again in 3 days, ascended back to heaven, rules and reigns at your right hand forevermore. He is our advocate without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Father God, to go before us, Lord, fill us. Fill me and Clay, Lord, with your wisdom and counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. We are the dust of the earth, Lord, without your breath of life in us, Father God. And we just praise you. Let your name be glorified above all, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Hello to those jumping on during prayer. Okay, so before we bring the host with the most, Clay Clark, in, you're going to get me twice today. So basically, we're live with Clay now, and then tonight, I am doing my live reaction about 6 o'clock, 6:15 p.m. We'll be going live. Live reaction to the Supreme Court ruling. There's a lot of prophecy to go over with that as well. So mark your calendars. I'll be coming back on here live at about 6:15 tonight, July 1st, to do the live reaction to the ruling that has just come down. And also, when we're gonna bring Clay on and talk about our night of prayer, because that's another reason I'm doing two broadcasts today, because the rest of the week, we have to prepare for this. So let's bring in Clay Clark, and we'll talk about this.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
I am doing great, and I've got a big stack of stuff off to my right that I want to make sure we cover today.
Okay.
And I just want people to know this. You know, this night of prayer, just to be clear, Eric Trump was at the event there, the Reawaken mm-hmm. America Tour in Michigan, and he told me, he said, Clay, I'd like to organize a night of prayer, a prayer call, some sort of prayer thing, and he asked you, Amanda, to help organize it. And so, Amanda, mm-hmm. You've assembled an incredible team of people. Exactly. And I want to make sure that everybody knows the details about this. So it's July 7th. Everybody put it in your calendars. July 7th, and I'm not distracted. I'm just reading off some details I have over here. We've got General Flynn, America's general. Mm-hmm. We've got Eric Trump. We have yes. Laura Trump. We have Alina Haba. We have mm-hmm. Lance Wallnau. We have Sean Foyt, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, Roger Stone, Donna Clement, Robin Bullock, Eric Metaxas, yourself, Amanda Grace, Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer. And just to lower the standards, I'll be participating as well. It's going to be a great event. And just to be very clear, this is going to be July 7th. So, and people say, well, what are we praying about? What are we doing? President Trump is set to be sentenced on July 11th. So theoretically, he could be sentenced to prison on July 11th. And you say, well, so why are we doing it? We're praying for President Trump. We're praying for this nation. You say, well, who's doing it? We just mentioned all those names. You say, well, what time is it? Amanda, what time are we going to be doing this night of prayer?
We are going live at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time across all of our platforms. And if people go to arcofgrace.org, and there is a connect tab, I believe, and then there is ways to watch. You'll see ways to watch. You click on it. Every one of our platforms are there. We are going live on about 5 or 6 platforms that night. I think, Clay, you might be participating in that too, right, on your Rumble channel?
Yes, we'll be making that happen on our Rumble channel. I just want everyone to know this. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the first time that I know of that you have this group of very, very well-known pastors and political figures all coming together like this. And so this is going to be a powerful event. And again, for anybody watching online right now, put it in your calendar. I know so many of us have family, friends, obligations, business, et cetera. This is one of these things you're going to want to schedule it and then move stuff around so you can participate in this. There's a certain power of a body of people coming together, praying simultaneously. So again, folks, if you haven't put it on your calendar, this is going to be July 7th. I encourage everybody to do that. And I want to get your thoughts on this, Amanda, because so many people say, well, what's the point with, you know, what is the point? And I know that this people who listen to your show by and large believe in the power of prayer, but could you share with everybody the importance of bringing these people together to pray here on July 7th?
Absolutely. So in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, I believe the verse is 14, but it says, if my people, not the world, but my people who are called by my name, meaning the Lord's name, will humble themselves and pray. That's the first step. And seek my face. Second step. Then the Lord says he will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So we are actually obeying the instructions that are put forth in 2 Chronicles when a nation ends up going astray and needs to be brought back. And when you look at the Old Testament especially, right, and you look at King David and he had Nathan the prophet and Gad the seer, you look at Hezekiah and he had Isaiah, and you look at these, they would always come together in national crisis, right? So when I believe it was the Rabshakehs were trying to intimidate Hezekiah, the Assyrians were trying to intimidate him, Isaiah and Hezekiah came together for that. So you had the prophetic, you know, ministry and the political coming together for that. The same thing with David when it came to crises in the nation and what was happening, you would see that merging and convergence coming together again. So really, this is based us coming together like this and biblical principle. It really is. And it's based in leadership coming alongside the prophetic in order to seek the Lord's will together for the nation.
This is, again, this is so powerful, and I promise I'll get on to other things, other topics today. I just want to make sure people know this right now. We've got to put it on our calendars right now. This is so big. And again, Amanda, I want to hammer this, you know, because you and I have been on this journey these last 3-4 years together, going around the country trying to reawaken America. And I would
You're like my little brother, Clay, my spiritual little brother.
I would have never thought that Eric Trump, who's the son of President Donald J. Trump, would be the one asking to organize.
That was amazing.
A night of prayer. So I just want to be super clear. There are a lot of, think about this for a second. Think about the Republican, you know, the Democrat, you know, the Republicans and Democrats, you know, Congress, Senate, et cetera. Very few of these individuals will ever be willing to start a speech or an event with a prayer. Very few of them will ever start an event or a speech with a prayer. Almost zero will ever call for a night of prayer. Now you have President Donald J. Trump's son, Eric Trump, the one who runs the entire Trump organization. He's saying, hey, could you guys organize a night of prayer? And he reached out specifically to the Ark of Grace Ministries team to do it. And so I just think there's a powerful reason for this. I don't claim to be prophetic, but I know that Eric Trump understands the power of prayer. And again, I just want to underscore, This is something that we all need to put in our calendar. And again, I read you the names. Think about Robin Bullock. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people tune in every week to watch Robin Bullock. Think about Eric Metaxas. Think about Donnay Clement. Think about Roger Stone, Rudy Giuliani, Sean Foyt, Lance Wallnau, Alina Haba, Eric Trump, Laura Trump. They're all, General Flynn, they're all going to be together on one call. And so again, if people want to watch that, I just want to hammer this so that nobody can miss out on this very important event. And this is a participation sport, Amanda, you know this, but this is not a spectator sport.
No,
it's a participation event. So for people that want to participate in the conversation, my question for you would be, what is the best prayer posture we should have? What's the best way that we can all participate? If for anybody who's watching right now and they say, hey, my kids and I, we're going to watch this event. My husband and I, we're going to watch it. My wife and I, what is the best prayer posture, or maybe the best way that we should be approaching this night?
You know, this night is, it's very prophetic in itself because it's 7/7, right? 24.
Yep.
And it's literally 3 days after July 4th, our nation's independence, and 4 days before Trump's sentencing, which also equals seven again, right? You have three sevens kind of within this night. And going into this, I personally am going to be fasting going into this night of prayer because I need to make sure that I am in the right heart posture, that I am seeking the Lord, that I am seeking the Lord for his will to go forth during this night of prayer, because I know the Lord wants this night of prayer. So pray for us for protection going into this night of prayer, right? Because the enemy is not happy that this is happening. So pray for protection for us, even during that night. Pray, you know, as we continue to go forth for protection, but also come to that night with your faith building and expectation, and also coming into agreement. The word of God says, if one can put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000 to flight, imagine how much hundreds of thousands and millions of us coming together in prayer, the effectiveness of that, because the word of God says the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. So now we have the effectual fervent prayers of what? Hundreds of thousands righteous men and women coming together. That avails much in this nation. So this is what we should be going into this, understanding that the will of God is going to prevail, but we can also, as his children, petition his throne through Jesus Christ. We have access to that, and we have access to do what Second Chronicles is saying to do right now, right? In a time of national crisis.
You know, in my stack of stuff, I have five items I want to get into today, and I want to make sure we just, everybody, I'm hammering this, I'm obsessing on this, because I don't think many folks, I know your listeners appreciate the work went into it, but there's so much work that goes into organizing.
Our team is working very hard, and so is you, Clay, and there's a lot of people that have worked very hard on this night of prayer.
And I mean this. I've been saying this for a long time, and I'll say it with more authority right now. My entire focus these past 3.5 years has been to save America, which involves saving Americans. I don't want to make America a better place to go to hell from. I want to lead this country back. You talk about make America great again. I want to make America godly again. Amen. That's what I want to do. And so to do that, we have to lead people back to God, because this country can only be saved when people fear God and nothing else. So again, this is a big part of it. Now, the second update I have here for you is in the month of July, a lot of fireworks are taking place, both literally and figuratively in July. So you've got Steve Bannon, a great friend of the Reawaken America Tour, going into prison. Yeah, Peter Navarro, great friend of the Reawaken America Tour, coming out of prison. President Donald J. Trump potentially going into prison on July 11th. So there's a lot of things happening right now. And so I want everybody to put it in your calendar right now. It's July 1st as of the time we're recording this. October 18th to 19th. I want everybody to go to timetofreeamerica.com right now. Go to timetofreeamerica.com. October 18th and 19th. This is the final installment of the Reawaken America Tour. I've been very consistent with this, telling everybody, you know this, Amanda, it's kind of like the Reawaken America Tour. We let people name their price. Everybody out there, you can name your price. I know there's a lot of other wonderful events where they charge certain prices, but our event, you can name your price. And I told Eric Trump, I told General Flynn, whatever we can do, whatever I can do to help save this nation between now and November, I'm all in. So Eric Trump gave us a call and said, hey, General Flynn gave us a call and said, can we get one more event organized 2 weeks before the election in North Carolina? We need that state. We need that enthusiasm. Yes. We need people out there. So again, October 18th and 19th, Selma, North Carolina. That website is timetofreeamerica.com. And the challenge I would ask your listeners here is many times when you look at the Amanda Grace Show, you watch the podcast, you watch the broadcast, and you see how many people are streaming. You check out the subscribers. Mm-hmm. You look at the number of subscribers. I'm asking for the Ark of Grace Nation to come together, to come join us here for the October 18th and 19th Reawaken America Tour in Selma, North Carolina. We're hosting it at the venue that was the venue of choice for President Trump's 2016 election campaign rally. We have Peter Navarro. He will be there. Eric Trump will be there. Yourself, Amanda Grace, will be there. Jim Brewer will be there. Roseanne will be there. I mean, Don A. Clement will be there. It's going to be the biggest event that we've had the opportunity to do. This is the final event that we're doing, the final stop for my amazing money-losing machine known as the Reawaken America Tour.
So he's not kidding.
There, you can. I literally have picked up subpoenas, lawsuits, and a lot of financial loss, and I've been on the receiving end of endless hit pieces because of this. And people say, why are you doing this? I try to be very consistent. I believe we have to flip the org chart, and the way that Jesus flipped the tables when the money changers were trying to manipulate and to misuse their position of authority within the actual temple, Jesus had to flip the tables. I believe we have to flip the org chart, and we've got to recreate a situation where the prophets are leading the way and the politicians are following behind the will and word of God. And right now we've got pastors and politicians. We've got pastors that literally will not speak out against the political tyranny that we are seeing encroach all across these great 50 United States for fear of not offending somebody, for fear of offending somebody, for fear of upsetting somebody who may be likely to give. And I'm asking everybody out there to support and to rally behind Eric Trump, the man who's asked to organize this prayer event here, a man who's the president's son, the cupbearer for President Donald J. Trump, a man who runs the Trump organization, a man who believes in this nation. I ask you to rally behind him. Peter Navarro will be getting out of prison, and the first place he's going to is what? The Reawaken America Tour. Why? I mean, I have been corresponding with Peter Navarro while he's in prison. This is a thing. He wants to make this a big statement in North Carolina. General Flynn wants you to be there, folks. I'm telling you, we've had so many great patriots. We have got to go right now. I'm asking everybody to do it. Go to timetofreeamerica.com right now. Request those tickets October 18th and 19th. At these events, we have over 70 speakers over a two-day period of time. We have praise and worship both days. We have a wonderful opportunity for Amanda Grace and the Ark of Grace team to pray for you. We also have other ministers and pastors and prophets that are in the house. It really is an incredible event. We offer baptisms. I just think, Amanda, we talk a lot of times in the world of business. That's my mindset. And if anybody wants to look this up to verify that I haven't lost my mind, if you go to thrivetimeshow.com, that's my business world. That's where I'm more comfortable. I tell my clients every day, I tell them, knowledge without application is meaningless.
That's true. Says,
I want a biblical translation. Okay, read the book of James. The idea is you don't want to be just a hearer. You need to be a doer.
Doer of the word.
Everybody, I'm telling you, I know young people in my life that I know very well who are under the age of 25, who are completely rearranging every aspect of their life. How do I know this? Because I have employees who work in my office. They're rearranging every aspect of their life so that they can go see a Rolling Stone concert in Chicago. I know people, Amanda, who rearrange their life so that they can go participate in some sort of painting festival. I know people that rearrange major aspects of their life so that they can go to the lake for the 4th of July. I'm asking everybody out there, what are you willing to do to save this nation? And I ask you, I ask you with great passion, with great conviction, with zero doubt in my voice, I'm asking you, and I'm thanking you in advance for carving out time to participate in this prayer call here. And I need everybody to do it. You need to block out time to do it. I've got I have the details right here, folks. This is July 7th. You got to block out time, and I ask you to rearrange time with great inconvenience and make your way out to Selma, North Carolina. Come out there and show your support. If there was ever a time people say, well, what can I do to save this nation? One, you can join this prayer call and you can pray until your brain explodes. Someone says, I don't know how to pray until my head explodes. Amanda Grace, you can teach people how to do that. The second thing is you've got to come to the Reawaken America Tour, North Carolina, because Amanda, it is a participation sport to save this nation.
Yes, I agree.
It is a participation sport.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's a participation sport because let me put it in terms people can understand. Have you ever seen a football team on a field stand there and do nothing on defense as the opposing team is passing the ball down the field? Do they just stand there and let them do it and run to the touchdown and score on them? No, they put up a defense. They put up a plan and then they put it into motion. When the quarterback from the other team, right, the ball is hiked to him and he gets into position where he's going to pass it off to the running back. He's going to pass it off to the tight, throw it to the tight end or throw it downfield to the wide receivers. Yes, my father raised me on football. I know a thing or two about it. No matter what they do, the defense has a plan and puts it into motion. They don't just stand there and just let them run around and score on them. Right.
Right.
And we have, as the body of Christ, we have incredible power in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And when we come together collectively to accomplish these things, you see incredible things happen in nations. You see incredible things happen in cities and in states, and you see change because this is a spiritual battle first that has to be fought on spiritual grounds before the throne of God so it can affect change in the natural.
You know, I think about this going back to the sporting analogy, point number three. Yeah. And again, I'm going to speak to this with the pragmatic mindset that I would bring to a business owner who's trying to grow their business. And then I'd love for you to share from a biblical perspective how this works. But the word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word meaning theos. So theos meaning God. So when you saw someone with enthusiasm, you would say, well, that's somebody who has God within them. The spirit of God is within them. Enthusiasm, theos within. That's the mindset. So I see small business owners, Amanda, all the time. They go to my website. We just had the great Tim Tebow speak at our business conference this weekend. And I see business owners that come to my business conferences that I've been doing every 2 months since 2005. They come to the conferences that are plumber, they're a doctor, they're a dentist, they're a lawyer, they're a coffee shop, they're a whatever. And I see them and they say to me, I see it every time. It's literally 100% of the time. They say, Clay, my business isn't growing. Could you help me? And I said, 100% I can help you. People like Aaron Antis, we helped ShawHomes.com grow from $15 million to $150 million. I said, we can help you grow. They say, Clay, could you help my business grow? And I go, oh, we could absolutely help your business grow. And we look at Papa Gallo's Pizzeria in Satellite Beach, Florida. They've grown by 8 times. And they say, but Clay, could you help my business grow? And they kind of say it that way, kind of a whisper voice. Could you help my business grow? Almost like they're apologizing. And I say, wait, before I answer that question, if you took a magnifying glass and you harnessed the sun's rays on a given point, you took the sun's rays, you take out a magnifying glass and you focus the sun's rays on a leaf, at a certain point, it heats up and a fire begins, a fire. But you have to focus the sun's rays on a given point until we see fire. If you're going to do the camping and you're going to use the stick method, you rub those sticks together until you get the friction needed to create enough heat for something to happen. If you're out there today and you're trying to freeze water, you've got to get it just cold enough by 1 degree for it to freeze. If you're out there today and you are trying to start a fire, there's a certain level of heat before the fire starts. If you're trying to boil water, you can get it really hot. But until you get to a certain point, we do not reach the boiling point, even if you're off by 1 degree. And I believe right now, and I'm not just saying this because I am passionate and it's a Monday. I'm saying this because I really do believe America is 1 degree off. So I sit down with my business owners and I say, you want to grow your pizza business? They go, I do want to grow my business. You want to grow your pizza business? I do want to sell more pizza. Okay, then we have got to get serious. So many people gather around to cheer for the Florida Gators, the New York Yankees, the Denver Broncos, and they will gather in a massive stadium and cheer without apology, and they'll dress up like their favorite team, and they will lose their minds for three consecutive hours cheering for a team of players that will probably never know their name. But when it comes time to proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ, people often give a golf clap. Mm-hmm. When it comes time to cheering for their own business, people say, I just want to grow my business. I'm asking you, can we call upon our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and say, Jesus Christ, can you please fill me with the knowledge, with the wisdom, with the understanding needed to do something? So we're going to open up our Bible right now to Ephesians chapter 1. Verse 16 through 18.
Good. Yep. This good. Is important good stuff. Chapter, Clay. Good chapter.
We open our Bible. Okay. Now, Paul, this guy was beaten on multiple occasions. This guy went to prison. He wrote 13 books of the Bible. Paul, he says, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers.
I have just memorized.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So many people tell me, Clay, I want Trump to return for the second term. Well, Kim Clement prophesied that President Donald J. Trump would be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then he would return. So I just encourage everybody out there, Amanda, we have got to lose this desire to conform, to be normal, to be rational, and we've got to be irrationally inspired by Jesus Christ to save this nation. And Amanda, I can sense people watching right now who are getting fired up, but I want you to share, because you're all in for Jesus, and that's how our country has to be if we're going to save this country.
You know, first of all, I have this memorized. So that is one of the scriptures that I say every day, is what you just read. And then there's Ephesians 3, and there's scriptures I say from there, from the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin every day, by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. And so we are meant to be a peculiar people. The Word of God says we are meant to be peculiar. We are supposed to not be necessarily normal to the world, but be salt and be light. Now, salt not only preserves, it goes in and cleanses. Salt is actually a cleansing agent as well. And we're meant to go into the earth and be, and not only help preserve it until the time of Jesus Christ comes, but we are meant to help cleanse it and be a light in a dark place. And we have to understand that the world has a standard. Yep. And they are very good at pushing that standard. We should even be even better and more diligent about raising the standard and carrying the standard that Almighty God has set for his people, because Amen. God is raising a standard right now in this nation, and we are meant to be yoked by it, and we are meant to be carried by it. We are meant to carry it. And not only that, the leadership that's coming into this nation is meant to be fully yoked by God and meant to carry that standard at those levels, because this is a foundational issue that goes back past the 1960s. It actually goes a little bit back past the 1940s. This is a foundational issue at its core, where they have attempted to take cornerstones out of our Judeo-Christian values and replace them with the cornerstones of secular humanism, wokeism, transgenderism, right? LGBTQ plus XYZ, whatever they want to add to that flag, because it's mutating every other day. They're adding something to that flag. They've replaced these cornerstones. And the Lord has appointed a time now for these cornerstones to have to come out. And that is a shaky process, because when you pull a cornerstone out, things will shake a little. But they're meant to be replaced with something foundational and biblical, because this is what this nation is found on. This word is living, current, and active for every generation, and we have to understand that.
Now, again, I want to make sure I'm a good teacher, because there are no bad students. There are just bad teachers. There are bad teachers, and I might be one of them. But there's no bad students. So I want everybody out there to make sure I'm teaching you something. Please feel free to leave the notes in the comments. I want to know that I'm communicating this. One, in the comments right now, I want you to write, folks, when is that night of prayer? Folks, this is the president's son who is days before his father is supposed to be sentenced, he reaches out and says, Clay, do you think Amanda Grace could help me organize a night of prayer? Come on, folks. We talk about, you want a rally time. You listen to Ark of Grace every night. Your listeners, they're so passionate. You've got the best listeners. And I know so many of your listeners say, what can I do? What can I do? This is your thing. I want you to post in the comments, and I want you to share this show like you have a psychological problem, like you're a life insurance salesman with a quota to hit. I need everybody out there like you're a military recruiter and it's the end of the month. I need everybody to push and get this message out. I don't want to have 100,000 people watching. I want to get 1 million people watching this. Why?
It's because you want YouTube views?
No, because I want to save this nation. So I'm asking everyone to step up to the occasion.
We're calling this nation back.
This is so big. Reawaken America tour. Peter Navarro, he's been in prison. Why? Because he would not conform to the evils of this world. He went to prison. And when he comes out, I want every member of the Ark of Grace Nation to give him a hug. This is the guy who single-handedly worked with Trump to revive the American economy. He pushed deregulation, lower taxation, tough negotiation with China. The first guy to call out Fauci. Peter Navarro. And you want, we talk about, man, I want Trump to surround himself with good people. Okay, his good people are all coming to the Reawaken America tour in North Carolina. And I want everybody, if you live in Iowa, if you live in Wyoming, you live in California, you live in Alaska, if you live in Hawaii, great. You know what? You're within range of the Reawaken America tour in North Carolina. Find a way to get there. Third, pray that President Trump will be filled with the Holy Spirit as Kim Clement prophesied. Four, Nehemiah.
Building the wall.
Nehemiah. So many people, I'm telling you this, this is a true story. I won't mention the guy's name, but Amanda, we had a guy who came to my business conference this week, a guy I've had the opportunity to help him grow his business, and he's worth over $200 million, okay? And he came to the business conference because he's always blocking out time to learn how to improve. This is a guy worth $200 million. And there was a segment during our conference where we do Q&A. And so we did question and answer. And then we break. He goes off to the side. And a young man walks up to him and he says, you know, I, Mr. Such and Such, I've read about you. It's so honor. It's an honor to meet you. And I've always wanted to start a business. And I'm in my mid-20s. And I can overhear the conversation. He's talking about a baby on the way and all this. And this guy worth millions and millions of dollars turns to the young guy and he says, you make time for what matters.
That's true.
And the guy says, what? And he goes, buddy, I had a young family when I started my business. You just make time for what matters. You, and he says, well, and he starts throwing out excuses. He starts moving from a victor to a victim. And if you're a smart person, you can rationalize anything. If you're a smart person, this just in, you can rationalize anything. And so this man who's worth millions and millions of dollars says, the time will never be just right. You have to act now. And so you talk about Nehemiah. This is a guy who had to build the wall while fighting. And I think, Amanda, I think our listeners need to hear that story again there about Nehemiah. And if you can share, because again, folks, I want you to know there is nobody less interested in politics or religion previous to the Great Reset than me. There is literally, you could search the earth for somebody who could not care less about religion and politics before the Great Reset, before the lockdowns. Here I am. And you could, if you find a person in the world who's more terrified about prophecy than me, and maybe we can compete, because prophetic freaks me out, has freaked me out. It was very troubling to me to first discover the Ark of Grace show, to discover it was very disturbing. I mean, it was, and I'm somebody, but again, God arrested my attention. And oh, by the way, I still own my businesses. I still have my five kids. I still have my one wonderful wife. I still have the obligations. And so I had to carve out time for such a time as this. And so I ask everybody out there, will you be the modern Nehemiah that will wake up America? And I think, Amanda, I think we need kind of a refresher on that Nehemiah story.
Okay, so this is interesting because I'm going to read the beginning of Nehemiah chapter 3 because this is so important for what we're doing. So Nehemiah 3 starts, then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brothers, the priests, and built the sheep gate. They consecrated it and set up its doors, and they consecrated the wall to the Tower of the Hundred, as far as the Tower of Hananel, next to Elishib, the men of Jericho built, and next to them, Zachur, the son of Imri, built. Now that, Nehemiah 2, but what happens as they're building? They're dedicating it to the Lord. This is what's so important about this, because as they're building, what's happening? The priests, those in the prophetic, are coming and giving it over to the Lord. So they're not just building it. They're building it and saying, this is being built for you, Lord. This is being given back to you. What was once rubble, we're rebuilding to be used for your glory. And so this is what we're doing with what God has us doing for this night of prayer. This is it over to the Lord. We're dedicating it to the Lord. We're bringing this nation before the Lord. We're repenting for what's happened. We're seeking God's face. We're humbling ourselves before him. We're doing the instruction of Second Chronicles. So we're giving it to him, right? So Eric and Lara Trump are coming in all sincerity along with the others, right? Along with you and Pastor Jackson, right. Law Meyer, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Robin Bullock, Lance Wallnau, and every other wonderful person we have coming. And all sincerity and humility, saying, Lord, we have to give this over to you. We need you. We can't do this without you. Right. And so that's so important about this, is as we see the ruins of this nation, and we're beginning to deal with it, right? And we're beginning to rebuild it amidst the intimidation. Remember, Nehemiah had to rebuild this with troublemakers, right? Spreading lies and rumors, trying to intimidate them to stop the work, right? Because the enemy didn't want that complete. We got the same thing going on now. We're trying to deal with the ruins and the rubble, right? And beginning to see where the order of it goes, that you have the intimidators, the prognosticators, the puppets, the baiters, the haters, and everybody else in between after you while you're doing it. And what did they do? They worked with a sword in one hand and a hammer in the other, right? So half of them worked with tools, half of them guarded, and then they switched, and this is how they did it. And so we are kind of in the way doing the same thing with this night of prayer, as we're rebuilding this, as we're seeing what's happened to the nation, and we're diligently going to work to rebuild. We're immediately giving it over to the Lord.
Folks, I just... feel like I'm not adequately communicating the level of profundity. So let me try this again. Eric Trump is one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the planet. He happens to also be the son of the 45th president of these United States. Okay. So President Trump is sort of like a modern day Abraham Lincoln. I mean, many objective scholars consider him to be one of the most effective presidents of our time. His son could have reached out to any broadcast, Amanda, any podcast, any broadcast, any show. He could have called, TBN? He could have called the Christian Network, Audica, and maybe he will call them too. All I know is that he reached out specifically to Amanda Grace, to arcofgrace.org, to this ministry, and said, hey, can we organize a night of prayer? Okay, that's pretty profound. Then you have the most successful, most well-known, most respected mayor in American history. The guy who's the most respected mayor in American history. He says, can I participate in the call? What? If it was just those two, that would blow my mind. Then we have Robin Bullock. That's incredible. Robin Bullock, one of the most respected prophetic voices. Mm-hmm. If that was it, you would say, that's a big thing. No. Jonathan Kahn, the best-selling Christian author of my lifetime. Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, he says, I'd like to participate. You have Lance Wallnau. You have Sean Foy. I mean, we could spit Laura Trump, Eric Trump, Elena Haba, President Trump's actual lawyer, his attorney, his chief legal spokesperson. She will be on this call. And so people say, what can I do? I hear that all the time. What can I do? There is nothing. I'm asking you, folks. I'm asking you to risk carpal tunnel. Here we go. This is a big ask, not for your listeners, but other people. If I was on other shows, I knew this would be too much to ask. I ask you to copy the link to today's show. Copy. If you're on a keyboard, Command C. If you're on your smartphone, whatever you got to do there. And then hit share like you don't care. What? Hit share like you don't care. Share this with your cousin, your niece, your nephew, your neighbor, people on your prayer list, people at your church. If I was listening to this show right now, you know what I would do? I would go through my contacts and I would go, you know what? I'm going to spray and pray. I'm going to send it out to everyone. I'm going to make my own little email list.
He is the king of the slogans. I swear, Clay, you are the king of the slogans.
Listen, the idea that I'm talking about saving America blows my mind. I have always been this mass marketing, business building guy. And so anyway, God has arrested my attention for such a time as this. And if you're watching right now, I love you so much. But I'm telling you, you and I have to take action. And when I felt that call, that conviction to start the first Reawaken America event, it was super awkward calling Amanda Grace and terrifying to call you because it was terrified by the prophetic. It was terrifying to ask Mike Lindell. It was terrifying to call Jim Caviezel. It was awkward to call General Flynn. You risk embarrassment. You risk rejection. You risk financially. Mm-hmm. You risk all of that. But what you know you do is you say, if I feel like I'm called by God, the word vocation means calling. If you feel called by God, you got to take that action. And God does not think favorably upon those who live in fear. That's not a good look. Okay, we can't live in fear. We got to operate with full faith. Someone says, where can I find faith? Read Hebrews until your head explodes.
That is one of the most amazing pieces of literature written about faith. And the generations.
You got to do it. And now my final note I want to share today, hopefully I'm getting people activated. I'm getting people educated. I'm getting people ready to go so that you can do what you need to do to help save this nation. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, from this incredible book known as the Bible. It says, and in Spanish, that's El Bible. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Folks, these people that are leading our nation, they need to have their minds renewed. I need to have my mind renewed. You need to have your mind renewed. This prayer call, this event, this night of prayer, it is something we need to take seriously, we need to put it in our calendar. We need to block out time. We need to have the tenacity needed to move stuff around right now. We need to call family and friends and say, hey, you know what? I love you guys. But July 7th, you know what we're doing in our living room? We're watching this night of prayer. You got to move stuff around. You got to call your church home fellowship group. You got to do what you got to do because we schedule time for what matters. And I find that people with their finances and I find that people with their sports, they often find time to grow the business. They find time to play the sport. They find time for their kid to play in the basketball game. They find time to athletes always find time to put in the grind, but very, very few people, very, very few people as it relates to their spiritual world. And I'm throwing myself under the bus first, very, very rare people. It's very rare that people will block out time for the relationship with Christ. It's very important that we go out there today and that we block out time for this. We've got to do it. Now is the time to do it. And I believe that Kim Clement prophecy, where Kim Clement prophesied that President Donald J. Trump would be filled with the Holy Spirit and then he would return for a second term. I believe your listeners can be a big part of helping to make that happen. And what am I saying, making that happen? I mean, petitioning God and asking him to fulfill the prophetic words of Kim Clement and to fill Donald J. Trump with the Holy Spirit. You talk about Saul in the Bible. Saul used to feed Christians with lions. And then the Holy Spirit revealed himself to Saul and literally knocked him off of his horse. And then Saul awakened. He awakened to become Paul, wrote 13 books of the Bible. Could you imagine if President Donald J. Trump was literally knocked off of his bed or knocked back or pushed back in a way that he is filled with the Holy Spirit? Because that man is already a man on fire. That's already a man who's a man after God's own heart, in my opinion. That's already a man who's sort of our modern day David. But I'm praying that God reveals himself to President Donald J. Trump in a way that he no longer ever endorses any kind of notion related to abortion. I believe he's going to become an absolutist about abortion. I believe he's going to discover that abortion is a sacrifice to Baal. I believe President Donald J. Trump's going to become very clear on the LGBTQ agenda. I believe he's going to become very biblical on the LGBTQ agenda. I believe he's going to become very biblical on the abortion issue. Amanda, I believe that President Donald J. Trump is going to be filled with the conviction and the energy and the enthusiasm of the Holy Spirit. And I could not be more fired up to be a small part of this big event on July 7th here on the Ark of Grace Ministries broadcast.
Amen, Clay. And yes, we need to come together and trust the Lord and pray for those things, because every successful leader in the Word of God, right, biblically speaking, especially when you look at the Old Testament, fully was yoked by God and wore that yoke. Right. Wore that yoke, you know, had the prophetic around them, was willing to, not that they were perfect, but they were willing to bear that yoke of God and serving him and having a full awareness of who he is. David was fully aware of who God is. Hezekiah was fully aware. Josiah was fully aware. Jehoshaphat was fully, in fact, Jehoshaphat was the king when he was with Ahab, and Ahab brings his 400 plus company of prophets, right? And they're like, oh, go up to Ramoth Gilead, for the Lord's going to give you the victory. And what does Jehoshaphat famously say? He says, is there not a prophet of the Lord around here we can inquire of? Because he knew they were bought and paid for by Ahab. And those kings that recognize these things, right, and had that reverence for the Lord, had the most successful, blessed, prosperous, wise reigns in biblical history. And so it's the same now.
Amanda, I could not be more fired up. My head's going to explode. I'm telling you.
Don't say that. I cancel that in Jesus' name, Clay. Your head is not. Your head is fine.
My head will not explode. I'm telling you, I can just, I really do mean this. I believe that this is going to be a catalyst event. This is going to be a momentum creator.
Yeah.
And this is going to be one of these shots heard around the world. So I just thank everybody in advance.
Praise the Lord.
For tuning in, for blocking out your time, for inviting your friends and family. Amanda, this is going to be an epic event, and to God be the glory. I'm telling you, folks, it is going to be a game-changing event, but I need everybody out there to participate. Everybody out there, find a way to be on that call.
We do. We need everybody to come together on this, to come into agreement, and to come before Almighty God and obey the instructions that are in Second Chronicles, because it is the prayers of the saints and the spiritual warring of the saints that help deliver a nation. If you remember, Clay, and I'll say this in closing, when Elijah had to go to Mount Carmel, right, to face the 400 prophets of Baal and the 450 prophets of Ashtoreth, also known as Ishtar, which is related to that golden statue above the New York City Appellate Courthouse, but I digress on that. But when that happened, there were 50 prophets in each cave, right? There were two caves. So it was 100 prophets total being hidden by Obadiah and kept alive, that when Elijah went to Mount Carmel, they were praying, and that was going into the soil of the nation when that epic face-off against false prophecy and deception happened on Mount Carmel. And that was the beginning of the end for Ahab and Jezebel. When the Lord, Elijah rebuilt the altar, he had an altar built, he had water placed all over it. They chose each an ox, which is interesting because ox are yoked. They are animals that have to be yoked and steered. So this is interesting. So they chose the ox. And when Elijah finally prays and fire comes down and consumes the sacrifice and licks up every bit of water, and the people yell, he is God, because before this, Elijah said to them, how can you falter between two opinions? Why do you continue to falter between two opinions? If God is God, serve him. If Baal is God, serve him. Right? So this is the question being posed to the people of the nation right now. Why do you falter between two opinions? Right? So we're at this moment where when the Mount Carmel moment happens and we're marching towards that, you've got these people, you have these prophets in these caves praying and speaking the word of the Lord going into the soil that was assisting in what happened.
You know, Amanda, as a man that looks like a man bear pig and an ox hybrid, I can uniquely relate to your story. And I encourage everybody out there, don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. Don't lose encouragement. Don't lose any of that. Get involved. Choose to be a part of history. History is his story. Choose to be a part of history. Again, history is his story. Choose to be involved. Choose to be a modern Nehemiah. Choose to be a messenger. Choose to be somebody who's going to share this with your friends and family. Amanda Grace, I'm sure every show you do the rest of the month will be better than this show, but I wanted to start off your July 1st with the worst show. It'll get better from here. Thank you so much for carving out time for me.
Clay, thank you so much for coming on. And we're going to see Clay on the night of prayer. Him and Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer will be on. So we're looking very forward to that. And thank you, Clay, for joining in this amazing evening.
You're the best. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. How are you? God bless you, Clay. Thank you. Yep, Clay's like my spiritual little brother. So we have, Clay and I have a very interesting and fun relationship. But yes, we're looking very forward to this night of prayer. I do believe that this is something the Lord wants. This is something that's going to trigger things in the realm of the spirit to happen that is going to affect the natural. We do have to understand that the year 5784 on the Jewish calendar literally translates to the prison doors opening to Joseph. So sometimes a prison doors to open, they have to close first. So we have to understand that in tracking with the Jewish calendar, this is right on schedule. I have to be honest. With tracking with the Jewish calendar, we are seeing these things happen right on schedule. I also wanted to remind all of you that tonight at about 6 o'clock, it might be 6:15 Eastern Standard Time, I'm going live to give my live reaction to the Supreme Court decision. They granted President Trump quite a bit of immunity. There was a lot of prophecy to go over. So mark your calendars and come back here tonight and meet us. There it is, live reaction. Supreme Court grants Trump immunity. We'll be starting at 6:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So please come back and join us for that. We have a lot of prophecy to go over as well. There's a lot of prophecy connected to this. All glory be to God that we're looking very forward to giving you. We're doing this tonight because the rest of the week, we have to prepare for the night of prayer. This is a very important night. Our wonderful social media team and others are working very hard on this. They're very dedicated to making sure this night of prayer goes the way the Lord wants it to go. And so we'll be working the rest of the week on that. I will be putting out shorts, though, on our platforms, so you can be looking for that as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We're going to put Give a Derm up quick. And then we will, there it is. And then we'll be on our way after that. So this is Give a Derm. It is all natural. It is plant-based. It is most definitely food for your face. I use it twice a day. We get a lot of emails asking about this. What does Amanda use on her skin? This is it. These women love the Lord. These are women who are believers that own this company. They have made the most incredible products. One of the best smelling, too, I've ever come across. I have to say that, too. They want some of the best smelling products as well that they have made. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code ARC10 for a 10% discount. Okay, everyone, thanks for joining us for this live deep dive with Clay Clark. It's always interesting when Clay comes on. I have to say that. It's always interesting. He says he doesn't know what I'm going to say. I never know what Clay's going to say. So he's always saying, I get a little freaked out because I don't know what Amanda's going to say from the Lord. But I don't know what Clay's going to say many times when he comes on here. And you just let him go. So thank you for joining us. We will see you tonight, 6:15 p.m., live reaction to the Supreme Court decision that has come down today concerning President Trump. See you then. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you could go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.